Okay, ladies, let's go ahead and get started. We have a couple ladies who said they would be here, so hopefully they join in the next few minutes. But we'll go ahead and just dive right in. So I am super excited to see all of your faces, and let's give Vanessa a warm welcome. This is her first group call. Yay! Welcome, Vanessa. So happy to have you. Yay.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, so happy to have you here. So I'll do an overview of the call just briefly, since this is your first call, and maybe for Layla, it's been a while since you've joined us as well. So I'll do a quick overview. Tonight's going to be super interactive. And Vanessa, I know you have to hop off at 6:30 Pacific. Yeah. So I'm going to do my...
Yeah, 6:30.
6:30 Pacific. Okay, so I'm going to do my best to cruise through everything, not rush it, but cruise through it so that you can get hopefully some of that interactive like group support. So I do have that in mind. Awesome.
Thank you. I'm just going to turn off my...
Okay, I was like, do I get a teapot? Awesome, thanks. All right, I'll wait till she gets back real quick.
Sorry about that.
Oh, Lisa's here. Yay. Oh my gosh. Thank you for joining us. Oh, it's lovely to see your face. That's okay. We're actually just getting started. So perfect timing. So we were just giving Vanessa a warm welcome. This is her first call. Yay. We've been working together for a couple months, and I'm just super excited that she is into being in the sisterhood. So good stuff. So I'm going to do an overview of the call. I was just mentioning a moment ago that I am going to try to cruise through everything at a succinct rate because Vanessa does have to hop off at 6:30. So I don't want to rush anything, but I would like for her to have the experience of getting some, group support if that's something she's interested in. So I am going to be maybe talking a little more quickly than usual. All right, overview. So we will start, as we always do, with intros. So your name, where are you located right now, something you're grateful for, and how are you feeling? So we'll do intros. We'll do round robin like usual. Let's keep intros to a minute for the sake of time. And then we'll go ahead and do some Q&A. So maybe 5-10 minutes if you ladies have any questions or shares around recent modules or any of the developments that you've been doing in your own journey, whether one-on-one or in the program. This is your opportunity to offer up those questions or any shares that you have or any feedback based on what somebody else maybe put on in the Facebook group. So feel free to chime in some Q&A there. And then we're going to shift into tonight's theme, which I'm really excited about. It's opportunity, how to create and seize opportunity. And this is one of my favorite things ever because I'm like a massive opportunist and an optimist. So I'm like constantly seeing opportunities, and I just love talking about this. I love sharing it. And I made a really fun and kind of funny workbook with some great things to go over with you ladies. So I'll do some overview of the workbook. I'll share my screen and just kind of walk us through that. I don't want to spend too much time on it because you all have it in your hands, but I know I got it to you late or just before the call. So if you haven't gone through it, no sweat. So I'll basically go through and highlight those themes and answer any questions as we go along. And then around the top of the hour, ideally, I would love to move into the group activity, which is going to be really fun. And we're going to do it a little bit differently tonight. We're still going to do the interactive format that we've been doing for the last few that you ladies have all been enjoying. But we're also going to add an element that is based off of the framework of masterminds, which I've led and also been a part of for a few years now. Masterminds are awesome. So there's a part of a mastermind, depending on who runs it, but there's a part of a mastermind where we call in the group to help us brainstorm, and we call in the group to help us, you know, just come up with ideas or give us some feedback or ideas and things like that. So we'll be doing that as part of the activity, which I'm excited about. Okay, any questions before we get started? Good. Okay, cool. So let's start with introductions. I just realized something as well. I'm wearing my Einstein earrings tonight because the topic is opportunity. Let me see if I can get it close. Little Einstein's face right there. Because we're talking about opportunity. And Einstein was such an opportunist. Like, he experimented all the time with all these crazy different things, and he took all these opportunities. And I was, I saw these hanging on my jewelry rack earlier before the call. I was like, that's perfect. So I just wanted to show them to you, but then I'm going to take them off because they cause a rattle in my microphone. So yay, Einstein. All right, let's do intros. I'm Fawn. I'm in Jalapa, Mexico, and I'm super grateful for the last 24 hours or 36 hours. I got back out into nature again with my sweetie, and he just purchased this beautiful piece of property high up on a mountain in the jungle overlooking the ocean with like banana trees and a little cabin. And it's like absolutely gorgeous. So we just like chilled out there all day, afternoon yesterday into this morning, which was a really nice rejuvenating recharge for me. So really grateful for nature, grateful for adventure. And I'm feeling really eager and excited about this call right now. I feel like I have a lot of energy in my body and I'm feeling pretty jazzed about what we're going to cover. So that's my kind of feeling felt state. Okay, I will rotate over to you, Layla. Would you be willing to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Layla, and I'm in Manila, Philippines right now.
Yay!
One thing I'm really grateful for is I just moved here from Thailand. Well, I came from Thailand, and then I spent 2 weeks in Borneo, and then we decided to establish ourselves here in the Philippines and find a home. And it was far more challenging than I thought to move here and get high-speed internet. I didn't think it would be so hard for such a huge city. So it got to the point where we thought we might have to leave here and go somewhere else. So I'm really, really grateful that we were able to find something here. We have a beautiful apartment. It's fully furnished. There's a kitchen, which our last place didn't have. We had a shared kitchen. So, and it's really nice. I'm very grateful for that.
Yay. Awesome. Thanks for sharing that. How are you feeling?
Good. I'm motivated because we took a little time off in Borneo and with nature, and it was amazing. It was amazing to get away from the work. And then now it's like, I'm really excited to work. So
awesome.
It just built. So yeah, really excited.
Awesome. Welcome. Thanks for sharing that. I'm so grateful that you are safely at your newest home and that you found some high-speed Wi-Fi. I feel that challenge. Yep. Yay. Awesome. Ren, would you be willing to introduce yourself?
Sure. Hey, everybody. It's Ren. I'm still in Rockford, Illinois. I'm grateful that it's almost spring. I'm so very grateful it's almost spring. I've had it with this winter. I'm kind of tired today. I went to the old house and made sure that everything was salted and stuff because we've got a showing tomorrow and another one Saturday. So fingers crossed that the weather stays decent and maybe we can actually get it sold soon.
Yay. Awesome. Yeah. I'm so glad that that's still in process. And I think you were mentioning in your email earlier that the weather, you're like, well, of course no one wants to go out and like house hunt when it's 0 below 0. Right.
Right. Yeah. Like literally negative 25 degrees. Like, oh yeah, nobody's going to go out. Oh.
Well, I'm praying for some warm weather so that can, yeah, keep moving forward for you.
Awesome. I appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Miss Lisa, would you be willing to introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Lisa, and I am in snowy, icy Sandpoint, Idaho, way up north, and feeling re-energized at the moment because I just was down at our lake on our docks, totally taking in the beauty of the ice and the sky, and having my daughter and my dog with me on a clear day. So I'm feeling really good after being outside and breathing some fresh air and just trying to appreciate the beauty of winter because it's been like hella cold here too. We all the way over here in the West got hit with that polar block of air that came down that hit you guys in Illinois. It made its way over here. So everything is ice. The lake is iced all the way over to Hope, Idaho. It's like halfway across the lake practically anyway. Feeling good and grateful for a warm day to go appreciate the ice.
Beautiful. Thanks for sharing that. I appreciate your appreciation of it because I know that it takes a toll sometimes on our like health or our like mental health. So yeah.
Yeah. The cold. That. Mm-hmm. It's been a winter otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah. And Vanessa, would you be willing to introduce yourself? Yay, our new member. Awesome. Hi.
My name is Vanessa, and I actually live in LA, California, Los Angeles. I just came back from a small, like short little trip in Mexico, and I'm feeling a little tired just because I started going back to the gym, and I'm actually one of my challenges, and I'm trying to stay consistent, but I actually feel I'm feeling the it's actually catching up to me. But I'm also really grateful just to be here and get to know you guys. And I'm excited to get to know more about you, all of you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Thanks for sharing that. And yay for the gym. I'm so, so happy for you that you're making that a commitment or a priority and you're following through with it. Yeah, that's awesome. And you're glowing too. I don't know if that's from the gym, but you look like you've been definitely channeling that energy. So yeah, awesome. Let me just make sure that this is all of us. Cool. So we might have Courtney and or a new member, Alicia, join in a moment or Lauren, but we're just going to go ahead and move forward. Thanks for the intros, everybody. I've got a ton of notes tonight, which is why I'm looking at my papers frequently. So let's go ahead and shift into Q&A. So if you have any questions about anything we've been covering at any point in the journey, but any of the recent themes that we've been talking about, last call, I'm laughing at my own joke essentially, but last call we talked about like the gas tank, the give a shit tank, how to increase the volume on your why, how to fuel motivation, how to overcome procrastination, stuff like that. So if you have any questions or any shares around that, like how are things going? Is anything coming up for you? I want to welcome that to the table or anything related to anything else we've been doing in the program as well. I'll kind of broaden that horizon too. So yeah, anyone care to share or have a question or would like some feedback? This is usually the part where everyone's like, do, 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 nothing at all. Okay. Let's see here. Raise your hand if you've been getting clearer about your whys or like what your motivators are, why you want what you want. Has anyone been doing any work around clarifying motivation? No? Okay. Okay. All right. Well, the resources are there when you're ready. I'll just speak to that for a second, then we'll just go ahead and shift into tonight's topic. Just to kind of recap last call, a lot of times in my personal life and working with all of you and, you know, various other clients, there's like momentum and we make progress and then we'll hit a wall or we'll like break out of our routine or our habit and we'll kind of hit a slump and it'll be really hard to get back into it or we'll start like beating ourselves up for not following through, things like that. So one of the best ways to overcome that and to kind of approach that effectively is that workbook that I sent out for the last call, which I'm happy to send out again if you guys are interested. But it's about how to increase your why, your caring about why you're doing what you're doing. So like maybe going to the gym in and of itself isn't, and I'm not trying to pinpoint you, Vanessa, this is just the example that came up. Maybe going to the gym inherently in and of itself is like not an exciting thing, right? So if we're focusing our attention on like going to the gym or seeing results and we're not seeing results, we're going to feel pretty deflated. But if we're focused on the why behind why we're going to the gym, so maybe we want to feel more energized, maybe we want to fit into those jeans for this dance we're going to, maybe we want to, you know, look a certain way or feel a certain way or run a marathon or whatever. So if we can connect it to and like really get juicy about the visualization of what we do want and why we want it, then those mornings when we wake up and we're like, I don't want to do the thing. If we can tune into that, the why and the vision of what we want, and do like a 3 to 5 minute visualization and like pump the energy up around our desire, it's super helpful to kickstarting us into actually doing the thing. So just a little bit of a plug there, and I'm happy to answer any questions about that. But if you ladies are content, we'll go ahead. Yeah, Layla, awesome.
Yeah, so I was wondering, I mean, is this something that you recommend doing when you feel, every time you feel unmotivated, to visualize for about 3 to 5 minutes? Or is this like a daily thing in the morning? Like, how do you, like, or is it just during times when you don't feel like doing it?
Right. Yeah. Great question. So everybody's different, and motivation, people relate with motivation differently. So I want to be, you know, just open about that. My personal experience with this, it's extremely helpful when I find that I'm procrastinating, or when I find like that I'm trying to like make excuses for not doing the thing, you know. So those, I have my own kind of stall out gremlins is what I called them in the last workbook. So those show up for me once in a while. Thankfully I've done a lot of work around them, so it's not as much. But I would say that it's really useful to use that practice anytime you feel like you're kind of stalling out. And then the more you do that, the more you're reprogramming and repatterning your subconscious mind to connect with like, okay, I don't want to go to the gym. Oh, wait, but I just lost 2 pounds already. So if I keep going, you know, I'm going to be able to fit in those pants or whatever. So I would say the more frequently we can connect what we do with why we do it, then it really helps to strengthen those muscles that lean through the resistance when the resistance pops up. So for some people that might be 20 times a day. For some people that might be like once a day or once a week or something. So everyone's different, but yeah.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah? Okay, awesome.
Yeah. Cool. It also reminds me of something I heard Will Smith say, and he was saying that like when he's doing something or making a decision, like whether or not he's going to go to the gym or whether or not he's going to order a slice of pizza as opposed to a salad, he'll tell himself like, I love you way too much to not go to the gym or to eat that slice of pizza because you know what I'm saying, if that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, I really like that. So he's saying that to himself, like in the mirror, like, I love you way too much to like fall off the track here or fall off the wagon.
Yeah. I don't know if he's saying it in the mirror or not, but the way I took it was like, if you're, you know, torn in a decision wherever you are, maybe you're at the restaurant and you're looking at the menu and like, you know, you're supposed to have that salad, but the pizza looks really good, you know, and you remind you when you're going back and forth, a lot of times you try to like reason with yourself. Like, oh, I can have that pizza. It's okay. I'll do better tomorrow. But then he reminds himself, this is how I took it, like he reminds himself, no, I love you way too much to eat that pizza, and like, and I'm gonna order this out because this is something that's good for me, you know. And it's contributing towards its like health goals.
Thanks for sharing that. I love that because it's connecting the self-love piece. Like it's putting ourselves in the why position. Like, why do I want this? Oh, because I'm worth it, right? Like I love myself. Yeah, that's awesome. Thanks for connecting those dots. Yeah. Love that. Great. Anybody else? Questions, thoughts, shares, feedbacks? Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and talk about tonight's theme. So tonight we are talking about opportunity, how to create it, how to seize the day, seize the opportunities. I'm going to go ahead and do a screen share here and walk us through this. And I'm going to highlight the kind of main themes here. I don't want to spend too much time. You can go through this on your own time, but I just want to give you enough, give you some context and answer any questions that come up. So let me just make sure. Okay. Trying to move. There we go. All right. So how to create and seize opportunities. So the first thing I talk about here is this theme of taking action, which is what we touched on last time as well. Last time we talked about how to take action and push through when the stall-out gremlins, you know, raise their gnarly heads and try to keep us stuck. So tonight we're talking about like affirmative action, and opportunity is one of the most important skills and one of the most important abilities that we have as humans to identify opportunities, to create opportunities. Opportunities are literally our pathways toward what it is that we want to create in our lives. I'm noticing that there's a chat here. Let me just, okay. Thank you, Ren. Ren's stepping out for a second. So opportunity is, it's this like gold mine, right? It's our treasure chest of our life. And a lot of times we unknowingly convince ourselves that we're stuck or we don't know what to do, or we don't have the resources that we need to do the thing we need to do. So there's these stories running, and sometimes we've like exhausted what we think are all options. Sometimes there are some gremlins or some fear going on in there. But whatever the case, what I want to do with you ladies tonight is teach you and give you some information around how to create and seize opportunities that are aligned with your hell yes life, like in any capacity. So this could be big vision goals. This could be like tomorrow goals, but like, how do we make this happen? There's a lot of people, you've probably met some of them, or maybe you are one of them, that seem to just have this whole like synchronicity thing down. Like they're super lucky. The wind is always at their back. They're always meeting the right people. They're always like, you know, seem to have it going on. And it might be bizarre to watch that occur for people. And then on our side feel like, well, what the heck? What's different? What are they doing that I don't have? Or what do they have that I don't have? So tonight I'm going to kind of crack that mystery and share with you some really helpful things with regard to opportunity. And then also we're going to do a super, hopefully super fun activity at the end of this, after my share here, and we're going to do a round robin, and we're going to do like a group support feedback activity as well. So looking forward to that. All right. So action is the name of the game when it comes to creating things from our inner world to the outer world. And this might sound like basics 101, but it's so important because a lot of times we get stuck in our heads. You know, we'll like think ourselves into oblivion, but nothing ever happens. Or maybe we're inconsistent or don't follow through with what it is that we say that we want. And look, I'm guilty of it. I'm human. It happens. But the good news is that with these key actions and these key mindsets, action through by way of opportunity can really start to create the results that we want, like super fast. So I just really want to encourage and support all of you to keep in mind how important action is. Like planning and strategizing is great, but if, you know, we all know our analysis paralysis points, or we don't, but if you're finding that you're mostly stuck in your head and you've got all these ideas, or you've got plans and you don't do anything, it's really time to tune into action. Just start taking action. So this is one way that we can do that. Okay. So I have a little opportunity profile quiz that I created here for you ladies. This is, it's unofficial. I made it today, but, this is to help you tune in with like your relationship with opportunity. So like, do you notice opportunity frequently? Do you find yourself feeling like there aren't opportunities or that you don't have very many? When you do notice opportunities, are you proactive? Are you one of those people that like jumps for it and like goes for it? Or do you tend to kind of watch opportunities float by like ships in the harbor? And do you know how to take full advantage of your opportunities, right? So there's something to be said about being at the right place at the right time. But being at the right place at the right time and not being prepared or not knowing how to take action on that, that can be a huge dream killer. That can be a huge gas tank leak, so to speak. So go ahead and do this self-assessment on your own time. And this isn't to, you know, no self-judgment here. If the gremlins try to come out and, you know, judge you, just remind yourself that they're just gremlins. This is just to help you get a snapshot of where you might be in terms of your relationship with opportunity so that you can, you know, with awareness, then you can implement these strategies and tools to the degree that that is helpful for you. So, all right. Any questions so far? Good. All right. So I broke this down. I gave some like dictionary definitions here just because I want to be super clear about what we're talking about. So I'll be brief with this. So opportunity is an occasion or situation that makes it possible for you to do something that you want to do, right? It's something that's created. It's something that it's either created or you can seize it, or it can be both. So if you create an opportunity, you bring it into existence, you produce it, you bring it about by taking action or by your behavior. And then seizing is to basically take advantage of the opportunity at hand and take action on something that's coming your way and say yes to it and go for it. So both creating and seizing opportunities are rooted in empowerment. Like these are super, super empowered ways of living and being and acting. So when you create opportunities, you're being proactive, you're moving in the direction of your hell yes life, you're taking your life by the wheel. When you seize opportunities, which we'll talk about more here in a moment, you are noticing things that you might want to jump on, or you might want to try out, or you might want to say yes to, that are aligned with your hell yes life, to learn more or to gain more expertise or to, you know, what have you. So these are both really, really empowered ways of approaching this. What's not empowered is when we wait for things to land in our lap, right? When we're like, oh, okay, like I'll do the thing when I have, you know, paid down this much debt, or I will go to the gym when I feel more energized, or I'll work on myself, or I'll work on my career when blah, 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 blah. So, or with the job hunt, you know, if you're searching for a new career, or a new title or role, that might look, that passivity might show up as like just waiting, like looking at the job posting of the listing boards and then not taking any action on that, like sending your resume. So we need to get away from this. I called it victim schmictum in the module 5 workbook. I'm not sure if you remember that, but away from this tendency to be passive and like let the world dictate our reality. And we want to get into the driver's seat and be super proactive and super empowered. So a little bit of a distinction there. So let's talk about the wand of opportunity. So I had a lot of fun with this workbook as well, just as I did the last one. And I came up with a couple of fun acronyms. So as I was thinking about opportunity, it dawned on me that being able to create what we want in our lives, like being able to create opportunities, it's kind of like having a magic wand, like literally, like very literally being able to kind of walk around or be in the world and say, I'm going to go talk to that person, or I'm going to learn this instrument, or I'm going to say yes to this person who just invited me to this event or what have you. So it's like having a wand that then like opens these doors and opens these possibilities for us to walk into and to grow and to learn and to become closer to the person we want to be or create the life that we really want. So, but the wonderful thing is this isn't magic. That would be very disempowering. This is actually our own efforts that are, you know, coming back to us and the results that we're getting by taking action on opportunity. So the wand of opportunity, as I'm calling it, is the acronym is whenever awareness nods, do it. So I'll explain that a little bit here. So what I mean by whenever awareness nods, I'll kind of group these together. So that's essentially being in the world, showing up in the world in a way where we're constantly paying attention to what opportunities might be available to us or what opportunities we can create. And I'll talk a little bit more about kind of the setup for that, what to bring to the table in your everyday life. But when we're aware, And we're bringing in our values and our desires and our hell yes life and the things that we want, the things we believe in. We're bringing that in with our awareness, and we're keeping those kind of on our, you know, top of mind as we're moving through the world. Then we'll start to notice things that are a good fit or a possible good fit, right? Like, oh my gosh, she just mentioned that her friend is a, you know, website designer, and I need a website. Maybe I'll go talk to her. So we start to tune in to things that might be aligned and might resonate with our goals, desires, etc. So the whenever awareness nods, so the nodding part of this, so the awareness part of this, I have action steps for each element of this, and I've used all of these. They work. I encourage you to try them on. So to increase your awareness, go ahead and revisit module 3, do the consciousness awareness practice in the morning, have wake up triggers anywhere or in any form that are helpful for you. So for me, I put sticky notes everywhere, like even a sticky note that literally says wake up, meaning like waking up in my waking life. But just anything you can do to help yourself stay vigilant and like break out of autopilot or break out of sleepwalking through your day or through your life. So any kind of awareness practice, meditation, et cetera, is great. And then paying attention to the nod, which we'll talk about in a moment here. That's essentially bringing awareness to our felt experience, bringing awareness to ourselves in a way where we're noticing when we're feeling compelled to take an opportunity or to create an opportunity. So kind of paying attention to our own reality and our own experience in that way. So any questions about the awareness piece before we move on? Okay. All right. So the N nods, whenever awareness nods, do it. So nod is your attention and your intentions overlapping or aligning. So when that happens, when we're bringing this awareness piece in and then we have our intentions, like I want to be healthy, I want to be fit, I want to lose 5 pounds, whatever it is, and we bring our attention to the moment, then we begin to, again, we start to resonate with any opportunities that might be aligned. So maybe someone invites us to a spin class, or maybe we see a flyer that, you know, advertises like personal training or something like that. So when these two things combine, that's usually when our system, we can call it intuition, which I'll talk about in a second too, but that's when we're like, oh, like that sounds like it would be helpful in my journey, or that sounds like it would be a good step for me to take toward what it is I'm trying to do. So this is kind of the like the back end of what happens in those moments. If we're paying attention and we come in with intention, then these things start to resonate and we start to notice things on that path. So I mentioned here, I talk again about our good old friend, the reticular activating system, which is the part of our brain that filters information and helps us focus. So this is the RAS is the reason that visualization is so freaking helpful. Visualizing, we're programming our RAS to pay attention to what it is that we want in our life, which then programs our subconscious mind to create it. So it's one of the many things that the RAS does. But as it applies here, when we are paying attention to our values, our desires, et cetera, we're priming our RAS, right? We're going out into our day, kind of priming our RAS. And then therefore our RAS will start to notice opportunities. So that's kind of the neuroscience back end of how all of this works. We'll start to notice like coincidences, synchronicities. We'll start to get these like ideas out of the blue. And that's our RAS working for us. Let's see here. So here's some action items around how to increase your intention and attention. I've got some really great suggestions here. So go ahead and dive into those. Curiosity is a huge part of intention and attention. Moving through the world in a curious way is such a game changer, as opposed to moving through the world like, you know, blah, or moving through the world like we think we know it all. if we enter into our day in any whatever capacity and we're curious about things, that is another way to turn on that awareness piece and our attention. So get super curious and know what you're curious about as well. Okay, so intuition. I could do a whole weekend workshop around intuition, but I won't right now. I linked a chapter from Shakti Gawain's book called Living in the Light, Following Your Inner Guidance to Create a New Life in a New World. That whole book is essentially about intuition, how to follow your intuition. It's really good. It's on the more spiritual end of things, but it's still really applicable to learning how to tune into your intuition. So go ahead and check that out. And then I will be creating a workbook in module 11 that is all about intuition. So we'll be talking about that soon. But essentially, that's the part of us that knows without, it's like almost like an instantaneous knowingness, right? Or like we just, but there's not necessarily any reasoning around it. We're like, I'm going to go right instead of left. Or I'm, that guy's really cute and he, you know, had a good personality, but I just don't think I should date him. So just tuning into that intuition piece is great for creating opportunity, because we're able to kind of, again, feel into what opportunities intuitively seem like they'd be a great fit for us or supportive. And then this last part is the do it part, right? So we're aware, we're feeling aligned, we're feeling kind of called forth in this direction. And this next part is the do it piece. So this is all about action. And one of the things that I really, really, really want to drive home, and I've been practicing this in the last few weeks as I'm writing a module about action, is the do it now approach, right? Like doing the thing now, not putting it off, doing it as soon as possible, but if possible, like doing it now. So if you have, you know, an important conversation to have, or if you want to go to the gym, do it in the morning instead of at night if you can. So this is about being proactive. This is about kind of nipping the procrastination gremlins in the bud. Like we're just kind of cutting them off at the head so that they can't come in and sabotage us as much. So do it now. I want to challenge or invite all of us to rise to the occasion of when we have the thought of doing the thing, actually doing the thing. There's a great TED talk. Oh, I didn't link this here. I'll link Mel Robbins' TED Talk, How to Stop Screwing Yourself Over. She talks about the 5-second rule and activation energy and like this whole like just do the thing. It's really great. She's funny and she's really straightforward. And I found it to be a really helpful video. So some tips to keep in mind with action. Action kills fear. Action is one of the only things that actually kills fear, is by doing the thing, right? And there's mindset that can be helpful with moving through fear, but action is one of the only things. So if we're afraid of something, just doing it, which I don't want to oversimplify, but doing it kills the fear. We're no longer afraid of doing the thing, so we just did it. With action, take one step at a time. Just focus on the step that you're taking. If you don't know the rest of the steps down the path, that's fine. That's life sometimes, oftentimes. So just take one step at a time. A lot of the times we get like overwhelmed with how much we don't know, or how long of a distance it is between where we're at and where we want to be. And we'll just be like, screw it, and throw in the towel. So if we take one step at a time, I promise you it all adds up. And I'm sure a lot of you have personal examples that can attest to that. So use your wand to spot opportunities. So just keep this in mind. If you're open to it, wherever awareness nods, do it. Maybe write that down somewhere and just keep in mind, like, okay, I'm aware, I'm checking out what opportunities might be around me right now. I talked about failure last time, and I talked about this in my video recently, but reframing failure, right? Taking action. That fear of failure can keep us from taking action. Like, oh my God, it's so intense. So if we can reframe failure in a way where it's not inhibiting us or keeping us from moving forward, and we realize that everything's a learning process, and that's the whole point of why we're here and what we're doing, as opposed to like success and failure, that can be really helpful. Use your gremlin slayers from chapter 5. There's some great ones in there. And then keep the connection between whatever the opportunity is you're creating and or seizing and your why, right? So keeping in mind like, okay, there's this opportunity, but maybe we feel nervous or we don't want to go because we have social, you know, insecure things come up for us. If we can connect it, again, connecting it to that why of like, okay, like I'm feeling really nervous right now, but I'm going to do the thing because it's about my bigger purpose or about my bigger motivation. So keeping that in mind, hone in your decision-making skills. So this is a really helpful one for taking action, because raise your hand if you can relate with like analysis paralysis, where we're trying to decide between, yeah, and it's just like forever stalled out. So hone in your decision-making skills, like, and I'm going to do a whole module and workbook about that soon. And a couple of things I want to throw out there, start simple, start with something that is already pretty easy for you or intuitive or accessible for you in terms of decisions. And then like start to apply whatever you do, it is that you do in that moment, and start applying it to like other things that maybe are a little more mysterious. So for example, I'm a vegetarian, so I don't eat anything with a mom. And that's 23 years, right? So it's non-negotiable. It doesn't even cross my mind when I go to the store to like buy meat. So that decision is really easy for me. The decision as to where to travel next, it's a little bit more difficult. So if I can apply, you know, the kind of architecture, the technology around why I'm a vegetarian and what those values might be and like whatever the decision is on hand that I'm confused about, then that can be a helpful way to start making decisions more easily. And start small in the sense of, this is a good example that I had one of my clients try on a few years ago, and she totally changed her decision-making process. She became like a wizard. We came up with this action item to just go to the grocery store and like arbitrarily like choose between item one or item two of the same item, right? Just start to choose, start to practice those decision-making skills and abilities when it doesn't really matter, but you're still empowering yourself to make a decision as opposed to, you know, waffling between the two. So that can be a fun one as well. Like, oh, red apple or green apple. Okay. Things like that. All right. And then the last one here is regularly play Where's Wanda, which is our activity tonight. Again, a really funny acronym I created. Having fun with it. So we're going to do an activity tonight that you can do by yourself after the call. You can do this with friends. You can do this with anybody, one person, whatever. It's really fun. And this is actually one of the super valuable pieces of being coached is our coach, hopefully, helps us to see things that we can't see, right? Like opportunities or, you know, etc. So this exercise is something it's kind of extracted a little bit from the coaching modality, but it's to serve you and anybody that you'd like to share this with in getting clear about what your opportunities are so that you can start to expand on those and think bigger. Okay, one more piece here, and then we're going to go ahead and do an interactive activity. So here are some ways to take action, both creating and seizing opportunities. So I won't go through all these right now, but these are for you to go ahead and look through. The creating opportunities are a little more specific than seizing, because with seizing, we're noticing what's coming toward us, or we're noticing what's coming across our path, as opposed to specifically, you know, creating something around a theme or around a goal. So seizing opportunities is really about noticing. Like, that's the awareness piece is super important around that. Like, oh my gosh, that guy has a, you know, a shirt on from my hometown. Let me go talk to him. What have you. So creating opportunities, this is that proactivity piece, the agency piece. One thing I want to highlight here that I think often overlook when we're trying to create what we want in our life in any capacity, we kind of forget that we have, most of us have like a network of people that we can reach out to and ask like, hey, do you happen to know of any, you know, personal trainers in the area? Or do you know any web designers? Or do you know anybody who knows anybody who does? So whatever it is that our goals are, start brainstorming, start thinking about who you already know that might be able to connect you and plug you in with what it is you're trying to figure out or do. That's such a powerful way. Like, it always never ceases to amaze me, like how many people come out of the woodwork when I post something on Facebook, you know, or I talk to a friend and they talk to their friend, and pretty soon I have like five web developers calling me out of nowhere. So reach out to your network, really, really valuable. And then networking, which I won't go into right here, but go to networking, community building activities. There's a whole section in module 6.4 about like where to find your tribe, where to find your people, how to start experimenting or going to things that you haven't done before, maybe things that you have and you really enjoy. So there's some resources there. And then sign up and do the thing. Just sign up and do the thing. Like, the do is the big piece here. So go ahead and go through these. And then seizing opportunities. Really, it's about the yes, right? Saying yes to it. And instead of saying no, or later, or maybe, or I'm not sure. When we really feel into that part of us that's like, oh, that would be awesome, or that'd be a really interesting thing to explore. Saying yes to it, putting it on the schedule, whatever it is, and, you know, like taking that action is so important. So I really, really encourage that. Okay. So before we go into the activity, any questions? I cruised through that pretty quickly. So I'm guessing some of you might. No? Okay. Okay. All right. Any shares with regard to opportunity? Like, does anybody have like struggle with feeling like you have opportunities, or maybe you're one of those people who's like, I've got opportunities coming out of my ears. Any shares around opportunities are welcome as well. Okay. Oh, Vanessa. Yeah. And I'm going to go ahead and stop sharing my screen so you can all see each other. Okay. Yeah, Vanessa.
Can you hear me? Because I switched computers. My iPad was dying.
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Okay. Two opportunities. I think like everything you're saying is really good. I think that for me personally, it's more when I'm good at creating the opportunity or seeking people out. It's the follow-up and the what to do with it that I think that is hard. Or like, you know, once you, it's kind of like you have the ball, what do I do with the ball now?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good way to put it. I really like that. Yeah. Does anybody have any thoughts or comments before I chime in with regard to that? Okay. So you've got the ball, and then there, tell me what happens like in that, we're going to just play with the metaphor here, in the experience where you, you have the ball in your hands. Tell me about that experience and like what seems to be challenging about taking that next step. Is it the
clue?
So, go ahead.
Yeah. So for instance, right now, I'm learning a lot about real estate and I'm creating a lot of opportunities and like following up with people, just putting myself out there, letting them know that, you know, I want to invest. And then, you know, I've gotten a lot of callbacks, but then once I get the callbacks, it's like hard for me to maybe like to be prepared because I don't even know where to start, you know, because I'm so brand new. So then I think that that's where it's like, okay, I have the ball because people are reaching back to me, but I feel like I need to be more prepared in asking the right questions, but sometimes there's not enough time to even gather that information because everything happens too fast.
Okay. Okay. So it sounds like there's an uncertainty, and it's based in this lack of knowledge or like lack of experience so far in the industry that you're breaking into right now. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, and that's a really good point, especially when we're beginners or like new at anything, you know, we don't know the vocabulary. We don't necessarily know the domain of expertise. So we could be having a conversation with someone and like not knowing how to utilize the value of that conversation. Sounds like that's what you're mentioning here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a few things related to that. So what we can do, and this is a kind of a braver thing. It's pretty stretchy, but I've found a lot of success with it, is being honest and expressing to the other person, I'm just getting into this industry. I'm determined. I'm excited to be, you know, wildly successful or what have you. You know, and if we're doing like an informal interview with them, we can ask them questions about the industry or about their journey or about their role or about their position. One of my favorite questions to ask is what do you wish that you would have known when you first started out? Mm-hmm. Or we can ask people like, what are some good questions that I should be asking in these conversations, right? So it's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to let people know that we're new, that we're beginners, and like just own that, at the front. Mm-hmm. Depending on the situation, I don't want to try to, you know, speak to this as though it's general, but usually if we're kind of in the information gathering stage of things, we can Q&A them and empower them to give us the questions to ask by asking them, you know, what do you wish you knew back then? Or what should I be considering right now? Or what would be a really, you know, helpful angle for me to approach this at, et cetera. So that honesty, vulnerability piece can be, you know, hard, but it's useful. And then there's learning what you don't know as you go, right? So, and then learning what you need to know as you go. So if you find yourself in a conversation and they're asking you things and you like don't know the answers to them, then you know now, okay, I should probably start researching these things or like brushing up on this vocabulary or this industry. So kind of learning through that trial, not trial and error, but learning through that experience. And then the studying on the back end, of course, of like, you know, what are the top 10 questions to be prepared for in a real estate interview, things like that. And, you know, using the power of the Google machine to see what questions might already be out there or what information. That was a lot. I'd love to hear your thoughts, questions.
Yeah, no, everything that you're saying makes a lot of sense. It's like sometimes you know these things, but kind of just talking them through helps out. So your input is very appreciated. And yeah, sometimes just kind of it's scary to be vulnerable and it's scary to kind of like, I don't know, but sometimes people tend to help out more when you are just honest. So that's really good advice. Thank you.
Yeah, you're so welcome. Yeah, that's so true. One of the things that one of my coaches drove home to me when I was starting my tech startup. Anyway, encouraged me to like own being a newbie, own it, like own being a beginner. And it's so uncomfortable because I don't like being a beginner. I don't like not knowing what I'm doing. It's really uncomfortable, right? So that was a hard assignment, but it actually was very, very fruitful because I would go to these meetups, I would go to these conversations and I'd be like, I have no idea what I'm doing. I just started. You know, like, tell me your experience. What's your story? And then they were like, oh my God, I'll totally help you. Or here's this book, or here's this, you know, follow this guy or whatever. So, once I got used to that and like owning being a beginner, I was like a sponge and I felt like I made all these amazing connections of people who wanted to help me too. So that was kind of an unexpected perk. So
right.
I'm glad that you're open to that. Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. Anybody else have any questions before we go into our activity? Okay, awesome. All right, so Vanessa, I know that you mentioned you need to hop off now or in the next couple of minutes. I'd love to put you in the hot seat, but I know that you do have a time budget tonight. So thoughts on that?
I could probably stay like 10 minutes. Would that work?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay.
Awesome. So I'm going to cruise through the instructions here and then we'll put Vanessa in the hot seat and see what we can make happen there. All right. So this is a group activity I'm calling Where's Wanda? Like, where's Waldo? Where's Wanda? So Wanda stands for Whenever Awareness Nods, Dare to Act Heartily. Okay. So this is all about noticing opportunities, creating opportunities, thinking outside of our own bubble of what's possible, bringing in other people to help us brainstorm what's possible for our whatever it is we're trying to figure out. So the instructions, there's two parts to this, and we'll go ahead and put Vanessa in the hot seat. So she will be in the growth seat. Would anybody like to volunteer to be the in the curiosity chair? So the one who's asking Vanessa the questions. Any volunteers for that? Okay, I might just say, Layla, do you want to be the curiosity chair? Awesome. Great. All right, so this is really straightforward. So the first part of this is Layla's going to ask Vanessa these three questions here. And these are to help Vanessa identify one of the goals that she has right now. So maybe what you just brought up is actually a perfect opportunity as well if you want to use it. So a goal or desire you have that you want to make happen. And then Layla's going to help you kind of brainstorm in a couple of minutes, like, okay, what are some things I can do? What are some opportunities I can either create or seize that will get me closer to what I'm going for? And then we'll kind of tune into which one resonates the most. And then we're going to bring in our awesome tribe and do some masterminding and some brainstorming with you to help see what other people might have for your particular goal or desire. So we'll open it up to the group. Masterminds are really helpful because it's essentially, you know, two or more people coming together, usually six or so or less, coming together. Somebody will speak what's up for them, what their goal is, and then other people will contribute their, you know, thoughts, questions, opinions, etc. So it's a great way to get like a really diverse and valuable amount of feedback in kind of a short amount of time. So I'm weaving that into our call tonight. And then let's see here. Once the group gives feedback, if anybody has feedback, hopefully we do, then I'll invite you, Vanessa, or whoever is in the growth seat to choose one or two of the opportunities that come up that feel in alignment with your goals and then to commit to it. So what's the first step you can take and who can help you stay accountable? So, all right. Any questions before we pop in. Cool. All right, Layla, go ahead and scroll up here. Does everybody have the sheet in the worksheet in front of them, or would you prefer that I keep my screen share up, even though you can't see each other? Should I?
I can always speak for myself, but I can see everybody when.
Oh, you can.
Yeah. You see the
purple. Okay, perfect. For some reason, I thought that wasn't happening. Okay, great. Then we're good. All right, Layla, go ahead. And does that make sense? Are you good to go with being the questioner?
Yeah, that's no problem. It seems to make sense. It's my first time doing it, but I think it makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. And Vanessa, you up for being in the growth seat?
All yes.
Right. Perfect. All right. Take it away, ladies. Layla, I'll let you start with question number one right here.
Okay. So question one for Vanessa. So Vanessa, if you could please share a goal, desire, or something that you would like to make happen in your health. Yes, life.
So one of the other things I'm working on is breaking into real estate development. So I'm trying to get a job in real estate development. So right now I'm just, putting things together to start going after the firms I want to work for.
Excellent. Okay. And, question two, do I give feedback or do I go to question two? Sorry.
Go ahead and move on to question two. Yeah. And you can add feedback when we do the group feedback portion.
Okay. So, where's Wanda, AKA what opportunities can you either create or seize that are in support of your goal, desire, or hell yes life? Take a moment to reflect and then please share any and all ideas that come up.
That's to me, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So what I'm working on is I got reference letters from like friends. So that I could be prepared when I go to the interview. Two, I created like a list of companies that I wanted to work for. So I did a little bit of research on that. And then the third thing that I'm trying to do now is kind of get all of that information and visit each of the companies personally and kind of just tell them, hi, I'm looking for a job. I mean, not in those terms, but letting them know that they're really awesome and that I want to work for them. And if there's any positions available that kind of go with my skill set.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And question three, which one or two of those resonate as the biggest yes for you?
I think going there personally, because I think that's what's going to make a big difference, the big action item, you know, of actually meeting them face to face.
Awesome. All right. So part two, this is the group mastermind brainstorm time. So this is where Layla will invite the group to offer up any feedback for Vanessa. So I will let you take it from here. Layla.
Okay. So would anyone in the group like to offer any opportunity ideas that might serve Vanessa?
Okay. Anything and everything is welcome. So, yeah, feel free to throw out any ideas. Lisa, awesome. Thank you.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hi.
I love hearing what you have happening right now in your life. Sometimes when I'm working on a project, I'll bring something into my life. Either I'll make something or I'll buy a piece of jewelry or I'll buy a plant or something to have in my close every day as sort of a symbol of what I'm doing in my my life outside of my home, you know, in my bigger life outside of my sanctuary. Mm. And I know it's just, it's nice to, especially like with jewelry, to look at a piece of jewelry that really means something to you. You could sit and meditate with it or write it a letter that encapsulates everything that your intentions are trying to create right now. just to kind of anchor your intentions as you go through this process, or watering a plant, even something as simple as that, to just, you know, add another dimension to what you're doing right now.
So if I understand this correctly, it's kind of like a symbol. You use it, you use like that jewelry or that plant as a symbol of what you're trying to create.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's really pretty.
Something kind of fun, something not quite as serious.
Yeah.
For yourself, you know, a little gift to yourself.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that idea. That's great. It seems like that would be really helpful with the motivation piece, or like anchoring into it, like you were saying. Cool. Thanks, Lisa. Anybody else have thoughts, feedback for Vanessa, how she can make progress towards this goal, learning more, getting a job in this industry? Yeah, Ren, awesome.
So I just thought of this. I imagine that you probably, since you've been doing research on the companies, you've probably got some names of some people who work there. And if you don't, it's probably pretty easy to find, like through LinkedIn and other websites like that, maybe. But what if you found some of the people who work for the companies that you want to work for, and maybe discovered some like some of the volunteer groups and stuff that they belong to, or social groups that they might have listed, and maybe happen to show up and kind of get to know some of them that way.
Kind of like stalk them?
Maybe not stalk, but yeah. In a slightly non-awkward way.
Oh my God, I didn't know you were here.
Oh, that's great.
I like that. No, that's really good. Thank you.
I know some of the people there. Because I know it's easier to get a job at a place where you already know somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So, it might also give you, if you get to know them a little bit better, if you have the opportunity to get to know them a little bit more, it might give you an even better idea of whether you actually want to work for that company or not, yeah. Too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it works both ways. Thank you. That's a really
good idea. Yeah, without being creepy about it, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks. That's a great one, Ren. Thank you for that. Let's not be stalkerish about it, but yeah. Hang out where the people are hanging out that are, you know, doing the thing you want to do. That's always a terrific success plan, actually. That's awesome. Any other suggestions for Vanessa, or questions, opportunity ideas? Layla, yeah, thank you. Go ahead.
So I'm not sure if this would be helpful to Vanessa. I just know that this is something that works for me. But when I know I have a meeting with someone, or I'm going to go see someone and talk to them, sometimes I get a little nervous about it. And you, Vanessa, I can already see that you're personable, and you know, you're good. You're a nice speaker already. One thing that works for me though is I kind of like write out what I'm going to say before I have a meeting. Mm-hmm. And I don't want it to be too mechanical, but I write it out. I kind of plan it out in my head, and then this is silly, but I record myself saying it. And like sometimes I'll replay and I see things that I don't realize I was doing, like saying or like far too much, and then re-recording it and fine-tuning a little bit to the point where you feel comfortable, but it's not super rehearsed, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that's really helpful too. Thanks for the compliment as well. Yeah, like kind of like a pitch elevator. I've heard of like that term, like, you know, where you're kind of pitching something to somebody. But the whole idea of recording it is really great, because I hadn't thought about that. Because you catch yourself saying, I know I say you know a lot. So I'm trying to eliminate that. So that's actually really, really good, good input. Thank you, Layla.
Sure. Thank you, Madison.
That was great. Thanks, Layla.
Yeah.
Awesome. Any lasting thoughts here for Vanessa? Thoughts, suggestions? Okay. I'll tether one to that, actually. That was really great. It's wonderful to role play, like, with a friend or, you know, somebody you can do it over the phone or in person and have them play whomever it is that you're wanting to contact or that you'll be having a conversation with, and do it in real time. This is something, like, rehearsal is so helpful. I know that, I mean, you're great at interviews, but even conversations, rehearsal can be really helpful in honing in on those skills and those, that confidence that comes with it too. So practicing. Awesome. Great feedback, everybody. Okay. Layla, do you want to go ahead and pick back up here at number two, and then we'll set Vanessa free because I know she has to hop off.
Okay. Number two. So, take into consideration all the opportunity ideas that have come up.
And then you can go ahead and read A, B, and C. Everyone just going to sit here while Vanessa thinks.
The first one, sorry. Which one or two would you like to take action on? What is your first step and when will you do it by? And C, who can help you stay accountable?
Well, I liked all of them, to be honest. You know, everybody has great ideas. I think that the next step, the one that you suggested, you know, kind of working on my pitch elevator and then recording, I think that would probably be the best next step. But at the same time, what Ren said, you know, kind of doing a little bit more research is going to help me in kind of just getting to know the people. And like she said, maybe it's not a company, like maybe they look good on paper, but they're not really great, you know? Mm. So that's a good idea. And then just the whole thing of like getting like a plant, I think that's a beautiful idea too that Lisa mentioned. So, I mean, I think in that order, I think I would like to work on that order and see if it works.
Awesome. Who can help you stay? I'm going to just hop in here. Who can help you stay accountable to taking action?
Oh, I'm going to have to tag these ladies.
Yeah. Perfect. That's a great idea.
I'd be like, you guys have to remind me.
That's a great idea. Awesome. Yeah, the Facebook group is terrific for that. We get to share all sorts of things and support each other. So, yeah, awesome. So, Vanessa, any questions about that? Any thoughts, feedback before you hop off?
The only unfortunate part is I would like to participate for everybody else, but I do have to go. But no, I think that this was very helpful. So I want to thank everybody for helping and giving their input. But I'm looking forward to the Facebook and helping you guys through there as well.
Beautiful. Thanks, Vanessa. Yay. Awesome.
Nice meeting everybody.
Thanks for joining us.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Take care.
Awesome. You too. All right. So it looks like Lisa just hopped off as well. So Ren and Layla, would you like to, maybe Lisa didn't hop off. She said goodbye, but Ren and Layla, would you be open to running through this? Maybe Ren could be the questioner. Layla could be the in the growth seat.
Sure.
Yeah. Beautiful. All right. I will let you take it away there, Ren.
All righty. Okay, Layla, could you please share a goal, a desire, or something you would like to make happen in your Hell Yes life?
I'd like to, thank you for asking, and I'd like to continue to have the flexibility to travel and work while I travel. I absolutely love doing it. I think the only things I would do differently is, or not do differently, but evolve, I think, from now is how to build more in our finances for, like, the long-term future, and how I can do this where I can see my family more often, because that's been incredibly hard. I've had, like, 3 people pass while I was here. One of them was a dog, yeah. So you know, it would just be nice to be have a little bit more of a balance where I'd see my family every few months or something.
Right.
Yeah, and I feel like we could do it. We just need to put our mind, be committed to that and figure out how.
Right. Okay, so going with that, where's the opportunities that you could either create or seize that would support this goal, this particular goal?
I think that there's a lot of online outlets out there that I really haven't taken advantage of. There are people who are on YouTube that are doing the same thing as me. Maybe not exactly teaching English or online and my exact jobs, but they're doing some sort of digital income or digital work and traveling. So I feel like I have a lot to learn from there. Mm-hmm. I have there's like all kinds of training available to become a better English teacher. And there's also YouTube videos too on how to manage your finances better, you know, for the long-term future, which is what I really, really, really want to do. It is really important to me because I feel like I've been okay with that, but I feel like I haven't really been giving it the attention it deserves, the focus that I feel like it needs. My only difficult challenge there is like, where the hell do I start? Brainstorm. Right. All that.
Yeah, that can be a bit overwhelming. I understand that.
It is, yeah.
All right.
Let's see. Okay, so going off of that, the online resources, the being overwhelmed with the financial aspect, and the other things, what one or two of those resonate the most for you at this point?
I would say the first one. Mm-hmm. They're equally as important. The two is becoming a better teacher.
Okay.
And using like online, like there's a lot of training and online tools. So that, and then the other one is my financials. You know, following the right people and seeing what they do, and taking notes and doing really thorough work on that. Yeah.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Ren, I'll let you continue on here for the group mastermind, which will consist of me and you.
Absolutely. Okay, so I'm thinking you probably have a pretty good idea of where to find the online training already by the sounds of it, and how you can work on becoming a better teacher. So I think you've probably got that part of it sorted out. Would that be accurate?
Kind of? Yeah, I know where to go. Okay. I have a few ideas. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. I just, if you've already got that part, I figured you don't need me to focus on that. So.
I understand, yeah.
So maybe for the financial aspect of it, have you considered, or maybe you have, I don't know, but have you considered like hiring a financial advisor?
No, not yet.
See, that might be something to take into consideration. You'll probably want to do some research into them before you pick one, because I know there's different types. And there's different ways that they get paid. So that might be something to look at. I had one for a brief time. I was like way too in debt. He's like, here's how we're going to help you get out of debt. Make more money. and then like a couple of years later, he ended up going to a different office job somewhere, and kind of like whatever, but so yeah, I'm a little, yeah, I understand.
Yeah, it's a great suggestion.
Yeah, But that just might be like one place to start. I know there's a bunch of money blogs that there's a few that I follow. Simple Dollar is one. Motley Fool, I think it's called Motley Fool, is another one, but I haven't really been following that one as much. Uh-huh. Simple Dollar does tend to focus on frugality, but they do have a lot of other topics, all money related as well. So okay. that might be a pretty good resource as far as blogs go. Mm-hmm, absolutely. I usually find something interesting on there at least once a week that actually pertains to me.
Nice. Did somebody whose name starts with an R just take a course on finances?
I'm not quite. No, that's bookkeeping.
Bookkeeping. Well, that's related.
I'm working through an online course on bookkeeping and accounting right now.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, because I realized not too long ago that I've been trying to get my studio like actually up and running, and I realized, well, I know how to keep a checkbook, but I don't actually know how to do like the bookkeeping part. Because like, how do I account for this cash that came out of my personal money that I used to pay for these supplies for the studio and like all this other stuff? So I was like, you know, how about I actually get on the ball and figure some of this out?
That's awesome. That's awesome that you're thinking about, or you're doing that for yourself. You know, some people might hire somebody else, or maybe some people just don't even like really think about organizing that in the first place. You know, I'm talking
about. And that's where I was before. I had like no concept of like even organizing it. And I realized, I'm like, you know, probably be a good idea if I figure out, at least I might end up hiring somebody eventually, but at this point I don't really need anybody to do it. I just need to, and I want to be able to at least understand it. If I do hire somebody, then I at least I'll know what they need from me and they don't get like super frustrated right away. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be that client. I want to be that other client where, mm-hmm. Or they are frustrated because I give them too much information.
That's a great avenue. I when you sent me that email today, Ren, and you mentioned it a while ago too, that you were going to be taking some courses, and I loved that you were taking accountability for your financial intelligence. That's awesome. And maybe that's something you were speaking to too. Layla is wanting to take more courses or, just build your intelligence around that or your vocabulary around it. I know that there used to be a couple years ago, a really, really good personal finance course on Udemy. I can try to track it down. Ooh. It was awesome. And then I'm just going to throw a couple of my two cents in. Dave Ramsey seems to be like his empire, his knowledge empire seems to be well referenced in a lot of the circles that I follow or people that I follow. So mm-hmm. Dave Ramsey has like all these resources about finances. A great thing to look into, but like Ren was saying with the, a financial planner, like shopping around, you know, seeing what the different perspectives are out there.
Yeah.
One of the philosophies is like penny pinch, save, live super simple. And like another philosophy is like, no, like start an online store that kicks ass and create more revenue, you know, so you don't have to save. So there's like all these opinions and conjecture out there. But the Minimalists podcast is great. Mm-hmm. They have some really great guests on, a couple of great episodes talking specifically about finance. And then I can't recommend this book yet because I just started it, but it's really good. It's called The Millionaire Fast Lane by MJ DeMarco. And oh man, this guy is he is really good. So that I'll throw that out there. I'll keep you posted in terms of how good that book ends up being. But right now I'm pretty stoked about it. Okay, cool. Ren, do you have any other ideas or thoughts for Layla?
I do. Cool. My dog is mooing at me. Actually, for long-term finances, do you have like any kind of like 401k or IRA or anything? I don't mean to pry, but if you don't, it might be good to look into your options for your long-term finances. IRAs, 401ks. If you're self-employed, there's a solo 401k that you can contribute to. You can set up one of those. I know it's a lot of stuff to throw at you, but and there's different investment accounts that you can start up too. Crap, I forgot the name of it. I think it's Ellevest, ELLEVEST. It's run by women, and it's catered towards women, which I think is kind of cool. I haven't actually set up an account with them yet, but I've been thinking about it for the past couple of years. I don't think it's the cheapest option, but I mean, I like their philosophy and stuff, so that's one reason that I was considering working with them. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's not the only option out there by any means, but there's a lot of good options out there, I think, if you want to get into investing and stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, my husband and I were talking about that when we go back.
That's awesome.
Yeah, when we go back to the States in the summer. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's important, you know, but we don't know. Yeah. He knows more, but I don't know very much about this, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't yet either, but I'm curious about it. So I don't know. We can figure it out.
Yeah.
Or at least figure out enough to not get in trouble.
Knock on wood.
Right.
Yeah, those are great suggestions. I think the only thing I would add is, like, maybe put your heads together, you and Eddie, and see who you know who seems to be like on the ball with finances and like has it. I don't want to say has it figured out, but seems to be, you know, really great at managing their finances, or made, you know, makes great investments, or has a lot of knowledge around finance. You know, doesn't necessarily have to be somebody who's professionally in that field, but oftentimes there's people in our network where we're like, man, they really seem to have that figured out. So reaching out to them and sourcing them can be helpful too.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's helpful.
Yeah, I always call up my millionaire friends, my self-made millionaire friends in LA, and I'm like, hey guys, so this thing, and they're like this whole, like, you know, library of knowledge on me, which is great.
Oh, so that's awesome.
Networks are great. Yeah, helpful. Awesome. Okay, so let's, Ren, go ahead and move on to number two.
Okay. Okay, so that was a lot to throw at you in 5 minutes.
I love it. Thank you.
But if you had to pick, which one or two items do you think you would like to take action on?
Gosh, they're all really good ideas. I think that I love that you're taking a bookkeeping course independently, because you're like building the skills to learn it on your own. And like, rather than, that's it. Yeah. I think that's so awesome that you're doing that. So I am curious as to what the course is and how you like it.
Oh, my day job, they have a subscription, for lynda.com.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, yay, that's paid for. I remembered, oh, wow, we have that. I'm going to use it.
You can take all those classes for free.
Right? And I think it's one of their basic accounting classes. There's like a basic accounting course, and then there's like bookkeeping. I forget what the name of it is. Mm-hmm. But I really like it. It's actually, you know, it's video course, and it's a couple of guys who have been in the business for like 35 years, so they know in and out every which way. And it's really well organized and well explained. And it's like, I'm going through this, you know, like going through the whole video series, and I'm like, wow, this is ridiculously simple. it's complex. But it's not, you know what, the way they explain it, it's easy enough to comprehend. I'm like, I think I can do this, you know?
Nice.
Yeah. That's it'll take some practice, but.
Awesome. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah. Yeah. I think I wrote that down and, and I think the, what else I would do is, I like the Minimalist podcast, because I'm trying to do that throughout like all parts of my life. And, when we go back in the summer to open an IRA account together or some sort of investment account.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thank you guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good feedback.
Yay. Awesome. Oh, go ahead.
I'm just like looking at the rest of the questions here. It's like, what is your first step and when will you do it by? So I know what one of your steps is, but that's not until you said, later this year.
Right.
But do you think you'll take any steps before that in the meantime?
Yeah. I think I want to find a bookkeeping course. I'll look into yours first.
Okay.
And if it's a, like, I just have to see how much it costs and everything, but.
Right.
That finding that, I think, will be my first, no, finding that is my first step. And I also, I think on a daily basis too, for maintenance and other things, is going on YouTube and.
Yeah.
Looking at Dave Ramsey, things like that too.
I think that's a good, I think that's a really good first step.
Thank you.
But yeah, absolutely. I mean, even if the lynda.com one doesn't work out, I mean, there's still, like Fawn said, Udemy and, what's the other one? Skillshare?
Skillshare, there's Coursera, but Coursera is a little more robust.
Yeah.
I think Udemy and Lynda are kind of the top ones.
Excellent.
Yeah. I just had a thought and, so I just got this book. I haven't started another book, of course, it's me, but it sounds really good. I've been hearing a lot of great things about it. It's called Love Your Life, Not Theirs. And it's a personal finance book for like creating the life that you want on your terms, but also not being like a total consumer about it. It's by Dave Ramsey's daughter, but that's the title. Yeah. Love Your Life, Not Theirs. And, I'm going to start reading that probably tomorrow. So that might be something to look into also.
That's an awesome title.
I know, right? Yeah. Great. Yeah. She was actually on the Minimalist podcast and they were talking, the theme was comparison and like how we compare ourselves to other people or cars and, you know, fancy houses and stuff. And she just goes through and like destroys the whole comparison thing and helps us to own our truth, which is pretty cool. So yeah, that might be worth checking out. And she's a finance, that's her industry. So she's approaching this from how to be financially intelligent in a way that's in alignment with your values, sounds like.
So. Oh, I love it.
Yeah. That sounds awesome.
Yeah. 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 I think I got it on Kindle or something. Ren, do you want to be in the hot seat? If so, maybe Layla, if you have time, facilitate. I know we're over time, or I'm happy to do this well. With the two of us, then it's like not necessarily a mastermind, but if there's three, that's good.
Well, I'm game if Layla is.
Yeah, I can say that. Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Thank you. Yay. That's all right. Fun. Go for it, ladies.
I lost my paper. Oh, well. Wait, I lost my paper. Okay. No, the dog did not steal it. Okay.
Sure.
He was just chewing on it. She was trying to play with a one of those floating shelves that was in the other, laying on the floor in the other room. She's like, "What's this?" I'm like, oh, she's bored. Okay. Right. I promise I'm ready.
All right, Layla, go ahead and start whenever we'd like.
Sure. So, Ren, please share a goal, desire, or something that you would like to make happen in your Hell Yes life.
Okay. One of my big goals for this year, how do I break it down? One of my big goals for this year is to do at least 4 events art events. My second goal would be to earn $5,000 from my studio work this year. They kind of play together, so yeah, we'll go with that. See, as for opportunities, I've seized on two, well, maybe three. I applied for one convention in April. I haven't heard back yet. And apparently they usually get back to people in February. So I'm kind of not banking on that one. Maybe it'll happen. Maybe it won't. I don't know. I have one for sure opportunity that I have seized. There's a spring art scene in Rockford. It's like a 2-evening event in April.
Yay.
Yeah. It's a Friday evening and a Saturday evening. And I've got two places lined up where I'm going to be showing work. I have to make work for one of them. I have a vague notion of what I want to do, but it's a very vague, nebulous notion at the moment. I know what the theme is. I just don't know what it's going to be yet. So I'm going to be working on that, brainstorming that next week with one of my mentors. The other place I'm actually going to physically be at, and I'm going to have a table with my work and everything on it. So that's going to be like two evenings of that. Mm-hmm. And then the third opportunity I applied for, Rockford does a what they call it a city market. It's similar to a farmer's market, but it's a little bit different somehow. I don't know. But they recently got a building so that they can have indoor markets during the winter. And for their like inaugural event, I guess, they decided they're going to do like a winter market, but it's going to be in the spring. But they're still calling it a winter market. Whatever. Mm-hmm. They're like, yeah, we know it's in the spring, but we're calling it winter market. Like, all right, whatever. Have my application. So I applied. They're doing, I think it's 5 dates, and I applied for 2 of them because two of the other dates are during art scene, and since I've already got something locked down for that, I'm not worried about it. One of the dates I applied for is on the same date as that convention I haven't heard back from, so I figure I'll get probably at one or the other, I hope. And then the other date is in May. And they're supposed to look through the applications and get back to everybody next week. So we'll see. So that's 3.
Wow. Lots of irons in the fire. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow.
And I know during the fall, because I am part of one of the art collectives now in the fall, I know I'll have a place because we do art scene twice a year, once in April and once in October. So I know I'll have a place to do fall art scene also if I choose to, and I don't know why I wouldn't at this point. It's just not until like probably like August or September that we'll worry about that. It's like right now it's spring, so and I know Fawn, I mentioned this in my email this morning. One of my art friends is getting rid of her art tent that she uses for outdoor events, so I'm getting that.
Nice.
We just have to figure out when we can schedule to meet up. So that'll open up some opportunities for outdoor events. So I'm not really excited about outdoor events, but you know, one or two of them, I don't think that should be an issue. I'd like to try it at any rate. And for $50, you know, you can't go wrong. Awesome. You know, yeah. Okay, I think that's it for now. I think that's all I've got at the moment.
That's all. All these opportunities happening.
I know. It feels like a lot, but it doesn't feel like enough at the same time, you know?
I can relate to that. Yeah. Layla, do you want to facilitate the mastermind, meaning me and you?
Okay. So, Red, would you like to offer, would you like to offer any opportunity ideas that might serve the person or serve you, Ren? Sorry, I'm just reading it word for word.
It's okay.
that might serve you, Ren.
Layla, do you want to start?
Yeah, I was just curious. I mean, I think that you have so many like awesome opportunities coming up, some that you're waiting to hear from, and you're really close to already meeting your goal to have 4 events of the year. I think that's incredible. My question for you is, I don't know if it's a suggestion, but do you, like, I see on your Facebook and on your Instagram, there's your artwork there, and like pricing and things like that. How far into like selling your products online have you been looked into or are interested in? Is that something that you would want to do along with the, or wanting to expand on along with the events?
Actually, I do have a store set up. And I've made 3 sales this year.
Yay!
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot, but it's not a lot, but that's okay. Cause, I've only had the store set up, for a few months. It's like just, what was it? Like just before
December? Or November. Yeah. Cause it was before your art show.
It was like just before Christmas basically. So, I mean, I've still got a lot of work to do there, but yeah, most definitely. It's like, I still get to work on figuring out a marketing strategy and all of that jazz. I'm a little lost on that, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm kind of muddling through as best I can at the moment, and it's like at the moment I'm focused on learning the bookkeeping, and then I wanted to take some content marketing courses also.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And I don't know. I guess we'll see what comes up after that. I don't know.
Yeah. It sounds like it's something, correct me if I'm wrong, it sounds like expanding like the online store, building that is something that you would like to do at the moment. There's focus in other areas like the bookkeeping
I think that would probably be accurate. It's like I'm not trying to overextend, but at the same time it's like I am trying to expand the online store a little bit while the main focus is over on this other portion that's also necessary.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Yeah, you know how that goes.
So many irons and so many fires.
Oh my God, yes. It's like, why is there only one of me?
So I just had a couple of ideas I'll field to you, Ren, unless Layla, you had any more thoughts or suggestions? Layla?
Oh, go ahead, Mom. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. And these are brand new. I hadn't thought of these before. So this is part of what I love about like masterminding. It's just like things pop in. So one was getting your merch onto people who are around a lot of people every day. So bartenders or hairdressers people who get a lot of traffic, you know, in like real world.
I didn't even think of that. Oh my God.
Or like, you know, your local Froyo shop or whatever, like places where, you know, there's a lot of foot traffic and people coming through. So that might be an idea because I know you have wearable merch. You have a lot of wearable merch. And then another thing I was thinking of is like micro influencers. That's a big thing right now where people are, you know, brands are meeting these micro influencers who are wearing their brands on social media and creating a following and everything. So might be something to look into, like who maybe micro influencers who are just starting out, who would like do this, you know, rep your stuff for commission or something like that. Right. But it's booming right now. And I think there's a lot of exposure that could happen through like just getting your merch into people's like, and for them to rep it for you. So they're marketing it.
And yeah. You know,
so those are the two things that came to mind.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's, man, that first one, I hadn't even, it's like, yes, like I've been, it's like a couple, like about a month or two ago, I did, well, basically like a special for some of my friends. I was like, hey, if you want a t-shirt with my art on it, I'll do it at cost. Mm-hmm. And I think I had 4 or 5 people actually take me up on it.
Awesome.
Yeah, five people took me up on it, which is good. But yeah, it's like they're not around a lot of people. Well, one of them might be around a lot of people, but for the most part, I don't think they're around a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Frequently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Something to think about. Yeah. Awesome. I was actually also one more thing related to that is like photo shoots, movie sets, like if you could get your merch into stylists' hands, the people who like style shoots and things like that. You know, all it takes is like one person wearing a t-shirt like on an episode of a show and it blows up and goes viral. So
that's true.
Something to think about there too. Awesome.
Well, okay. Now I'm curious how you get a hold of those people, huh?
Stylists? Have to look
into that. Yeah.
Oh, LinkedIn.
Okay.
Like, you know, stylists in the Chicago area. I have a friend here in Yalapa. She's a stylist for 30 years. I'll ask Christy. I'll make a note to myself.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah. She'll know how to find, how to network like, with them.
Yeah. It's like, what would be the best way to approach them? I don't have like
wear
like,
my stuff.
Right. Yeah. Like here, have a shirt.
Yeah. Well, that might be something to start thinking about or doing some research.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So let's move into, I'm seeing we're super over time. So I'm trying to be like mindful here. Let's do this portion here, Layla, if you'd be willing to field these to Ren, and then we'll do a takeaway and we'll wrap out. Thanks for hanging over, ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for staying, everyone. Me and Fawn. I'm sorry.
For Ren. You want me to zoom in? Is that too small?
It's okay. Oh, that's better. Yeah.
There we go.
Boom. It's because you guys are watching me too. I'm like,
oh yeah, like, that's really on every time, right?
Extra pressure's on. Okay. So, Ren, this is for Ren. Okay. So, take into consideration all the opportunities, ideas that have come up. Which one or two would you like to take action on? And then, what is your first step? And when will you do it by? And the last question is, who can help you stay accountable?
Okay, so my challenge right now is staying focused on this conversation because I'm already thinking about all of these options. And I'm like, oh, I need to go on Google later tonight. I have a lot of research to do.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think my first step is like to try to figure out who should I talk to and how to get my merch in their hands within the next like 6 weeks. Just a minute, Pop. Probably less than 6 weeks though. I mean, I'm thinking 6 weeks because like I'll probably like pick somebody within like the next 1 to 2 weeks. And then it'll take a couple of weeks to actually get like a shirt or whatever produced. But yeah, I think I'm going to be like researching this like starting tonight.
Here, Ren, here's another iron for your fire.
I know, right? Maybe I should just tell Zach to research it for me. I had him doing that. I had him looking up what our county board representative the other night because I'm like, hey, honey, I need her.
Oh, you're frozen. Uh-oh. Oh, no, my screen froze. Ladies, I don't know if you can see me. Uh-oh.
Can you see me? Still recording. Rin and Layla just dropped off for some reason.